TFM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Enough so that even a baby will understand it. You shall receive this dynamite, this explosive power that is transforming and conforming us into His image. Because the image that we have don't look nothing like His. It looks like the original Adam. It has to look like the original Adam because the original Adam warred against God by rebelling, by not accepting what God told him to do. So therefore, every nature that we have does no longer look like God. It looks like Adam. But the last Adam, you miss your shout. The last Adam came and said, I need you to be conformed into my image. You got to be conformed into the image of the last one who never sinned and took our sin upon himself and suffered and died. But he didn't stay there. My brothers and sisters, there's a power. That same power Jesus was speaking of was transforming power. For any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall receive power. And after that, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, will come upon you. What power is this? This power teaches us to pray like Jesus by giving us words to say, but it also leads us into a rich and meaningful way of talking to and hearing from the Lord. Wait a minute. The power teaches us to pray like Jesus. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. If I'm praying like Jesus, my prayers will be answered. If I'm following his concept and his precept, everything that we ask in the name of the Father, in the name of the Father will answer. Yes. My brothers and sisters, God ain't mad at us. God is trying to save us.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are being constantly conformed, constantly changed. Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The Holy Ghost equips us. The Holy Spirit is the third divine person of the Trinity or the Godhead. He has been called a comforter. Anybody need comforting? When mama is gone, papa is gone, sister and brother is gone, I've got a whole lot of them are gone. But every now and then I have to lean on the comforter. I have to lean on something that's going to strengthen me in my hour of need. He's a counselor because I don't have the answer to everything there, because there's sometimes I need to understand things that simply just baffles me and disturb me. So he's the comforter. He is an advocate. He is one that advocates for me, supporting me. He is an intercessor. If there's ever a time we need somebody to intercede for us, it's right now. He is a guide. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He's ordering our footsteps. Amen. My brothers and sisters, look at all of the things that the Holy Spirit is doing. He ain't way out there. He's right here in you right now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because the day you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, Holy Spirit says, oops, there it is. He comes and takes up residence within you. And now you can pray the way the Lord prayed to the Father. You can do those things the way the Lord wants us to do it. You just can't approach God any kind of way. There's an order to everything. My brothers and sisters, he is a teacher. Study to show thyself approved. Not only do we hear the word, but we need to be studying the word. How many of us will listen to a message and say, we had a great message today. What did the pastor talk about? I don't know, but we really had a good time. That's an indictment about whether we are studying and knowing God's word. I know who knows God's word because they don't talk to me just regular talk. They talk to me scripturally. We had one little tailor used to come, and every time I'd ask her something, she would throw scripture at me. She know God's word. My brothers and sisters, as well, the Holy Spirit is a witness. Did you hear that? The Holy Spirit is witnessing. What have we done in this life that somebody was watching? What have we done in this life that there was a witness watching everything that we did? What if it was on that screen, y'all? Because God sees it. Because the stuff that we do has been hidden. But I ask forgiveness for it, but how many times did you do it again? That was a witness. When that Holy Spirit took up residence in your life, he was trying to get that stuff out of you. But if you kept doing it over and over, it grieved the Holy Spirit. Y'all got quiet on that one. Is there anybody in the house who desired to have the power, this power? It's a free gift by inviting Jesus into your life. Jesus said, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Jesus promised his disciples that they would be empowered by the Holy Spirit to carry out the ministry and spread the gospel around the world. While Jesus was in the world, in the entire gospel, there's no mention of the Holy Spirit. Check it out. Why? Because the Holy Spirit fell upon him. In the Old Testament covenants, the Holy Spirit fell upon selected individuals. So when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, the Holy Spirit descended like a somebody's reading, and it resided upon him throughout his earthly ministry. Now you know why Jesus said, I must go away so that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will come and indwell upon all believers. I'm giving you sound biblical dissertation. Jesus left. He had to die in order for the Holy Spirit to come so that each and every one of us could receive it. And the Holy Spirit has to be invited. If you don't invite him, he ain't coming. That's why he said, as I close, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there it is. They were all filled with one accord in one place. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I know that's true because I did one time when I was in a Pentecostal church. My brother was a Pentecostal preacher, and they put oil on your head. They prayed for you, and all of a sudden you start speaking in tongues. Your feet got happy and started doing stuff. It's real. Now, I know you can say all that. No, it's not. It's real. There's intimacy. When your heart get right, your soul get happy. You missed it. When your heart get right, your soul get happy. The reason I call myself a Baptist is because I'm a little bit of both. And if you want to throw Methodist in there, I was that too. If you want to throw the CME, I was in there too. If you want to throw the Sabbath Day Adventist, I was in there too. And the Lord told me, he said, any denomination where I am the center of their religion is where I am. And so we discriminate. Now I know why Jesus came and sat at the well with that woman who they were discriminating against. Because there's something going on now that's called discrimination, y'all. And they're trying, that spirit is alive and well. That's part of my prophecy in a book. It's alive and well, two spirits. That spirit is actively trying to destroy people. You know why? Because they're on the losing side. Preachers who tell the story, the enemy wants to take them out because they don't want that story told. Because if you don't know, you can't change. You can't do nothing about it.
Come on.
But when you start preaching the truth and start exposing the enemy gets mad and the enemy wants to take you out.
Say it.
He does not like God's word being preached or taught. Sound biblical teaching. It says they were all in Warden Court in one place. The Father and the Son are one. They reside in one place called heaven. Sound from heaven. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Cloven tongues. One of the main assignments of the Holy Spirit is to break down ethnic barriers. There it is. Different languages, different tongues. Men today are divided because of differences in our languages. You know, if you don't understand French, Italian, and Portuguese, and English, and Russian, they can talk about you and you never know it.
Right.
You smile and they're saying something derogatory about you. But the same way with English. But when you know, all languages will become one. We had one language. At the Tower of Babel. And they all began to build up and they all were trying to reach heaven. So God said, wait a minute. What you're doing doesn't look like me. You want to be better. You want something greater. And so because you've got one language and one tongue, I've got to change that because the way you're acting in your sin nature, you don't look like me now. So I'm going to come and confuse your language so that one day you'll have to come back and get one language and understand who I am. For I am the Lord God Almighty, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
That's right.
There would be no division. God gave his law, and they were written by fires on tablets of stone. And God will now write his word on their heart. If he put it on our heart, Brother Shepherd, you can break tablets, but you can't break the heart. The heart is what he placed in us. And when we think about what God has done, he has established so much for you and for me. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The followers of Jesus are empowered to live a life intended for them by submitting to the presence of God.